This is a scheme designed a number of years ago. It's where the community can come together. They apply through the county council in order to get a public road resurfaced. This is the case now where the public road can't make its way onto the normal year-to-year tarring and chipping programme of the council. What you would have is a Class 3 country road where there's only maybe one or two houses, or there's some other facilities on it. The community groups forms a group, they come to the council, and there's two options. One is where they would do 50% of the work, and through the council and the department they would come up with 50% of the materials. And the other case is where they would come up with, say, 20% of the money, and the council then would do the work and write the materials. At the moment there's calculating which way, and you could have the department coming up with, let's say, 80% of the funding, the local authority maybe coming up with 10%, and the communities coming up with 10%. There'll be more information given out in the next week when the council actually publish it.
And it is a vital scheme, and with the council working with local residents to deliver the needs for the people.
This is a different opportunity. Rightly, the community would be saying, why should we pay to get any work done on a public road? These are public roads. But in this case, it's somewhere where maybe there's a number of groups and established, or farmers or someone else can kind of come together and bring in the resources. Like, these have to be quiet county roads, or roads where you want to put a footpath or somewhere else to work it together.